This is New England Public Media. About 500 Massachusetts state employees have been suspended or resigned following the state's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Bacon Hill in 5, a look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
A new report from Statehouse News Service over the weekend says more than 300 employees are on suspensions. About 150 have hit the road in response to the vaccine mandate, which took effect a couple of weeks ago. And about 2,000 more employees are still in limbo. Matt, is there concern that these departures are going to affect state services?
Well, there could be. The administration hasn't expressed any concern yet, but as you noted, a lot of uncertainty there. There's a number of the employees that have already faced disciplinary action. They're on suspension right now. These suspensions designed to give them time. This is 5-day for managers, 10-day for union employees, to give them time to think about it and to decide to start the vaccination process, to get vaccinated, and to return to work. The rest of these employees, over 2,000, are employees that have sought religious or medical exemptions, and these are still being processed. It could either be a large number of employees impacted who will move to suspensions or terminations or decide to leave, or a number of these exemptions could be granted, and others may ultimately decide to get vaccinated. So a lot still to shake out from the enforcement of the governor's vaccine mandate, but it's something to watch closely as we try to also learn from the administration where in state government these employees work.
Now awaiting action by Governor Baker, new legislative maps for state House and Senate districts. There's always a lot of haggling that goes into these maps when they're drawn every 10 years with new census data. Do you get any indication from the governor's office about when he's going to take action on them and what he'll do?
Well, like any other bill, the governor has 10 days to review the maps that the legislature sent him last week. And these were the maps redrawing the 200 districts for the 160 House representatives and the 40 senators that work at the State House. The governor has been relatively quiet on this process so far. He has not expressed any concerns about these maps. He hasn't said very much at all about these maps. But given the fact that these were both approved by strong majorities in both branches, including House and Senate Republicans, it looks as though these could be the final district boundaries. We also have not heard much at all about objection or potential lawsuits from groups that have worked with lawmakers over the course of the past several months, as these redistricting processes in other states can be fraught with legal challenges. It doesn't appear to be the case here in Massachusetts. So we could see action this week from the governor on these maps as we await the congressional districts and the new districts for governor's council.
The House last week advanced a measure to spend some $3.5 billion, much of it from federal COVID relief money. This includes a $500 million program to give bonuses to low-income essential workers who stayed on the job during the pandemic. Matt, have you heard anything about how the state would get that money into the hands of those workers?
Yeah, so a lot of this would come down to implementation. The legislature said that they would work with the administration if this was finally approved. This goes way beyond the $40 million that the governor proposed in bonus payments for state employees that stayed on the job during the pandemic. But the governor has said that he is, at first blush, supportive of the idea. This would mostly apply to workers up to 300% of the federal poverty level. It would depend on how many people end up applying. The bonuses could be anywhere from $500 to $2,000, depending on where people work. And again, if this is a heavily subscribed program or not. So a lot of the details still to be worked out, but it does look like it has a good shot of surviving in these negotiations as they work towards getting a final ARPA spending package done by Thanksgiving.
And finally, municipal elections tomorrow in dozens of communities across Massachusetts. There are a half dozen contested mayoral elections in western Massachusetts, in Westfield, Holyoke, Agawam, East Hampton, Northampton, and North Adams. And there's also a big one in Boston. In the last 20 seconds or so, Matt, which races are state leaders keeping a close eye on?
Yeah, obviously the race in Boston consuming a lot of the oxygen. The next leader of the state's capital and the big economic engine for the state. But there's also a mayoral race in Amesbury, where State Rep Jim Kelkhorst is running. He is a Republican House lawmaker. Should he win and upset the incumbent, the House Republicans would lose another seat in the House. They would have to try to hang on in either a special or the next election cycle. Also looking at some incumbents who appear to be in danger in Framingham and also in Gloucester, so along with the ones out west that you mentioned. So a lot of good races all over the map.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website, nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.